This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 25th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Time seems to be flying by. It was just 84 days ago we rang in the new year. We resolved to do things, likely started some things, dropped some things, and continued some. It's normal for life to have its ups and downs. When we fail, we can choose to blame ourselves or we can praise ourselves for trying. It's all a matter of perspective. Today is Celebrate You Day. Regardless of how we feel about ourselves, today is a reminder to each of us to love ourselves. And that's not being egotistical and selfish. It's important. Lucille Ball said, love yourself first, and then everything else falls into line. To be present, willing, and able to be there for those we care about, we need to focus on extending what we share with others to ourselves. Today is that day. It reminds us how important it is to love ourselves, to listen to our inner voice, and befriend ourselves. Rather than look for validation from others, now, today is the day we can look at ourselves in the mirror, smile at our reflection, pat ourselves on the back for what we've done so far, and we've survived. The love we have to give from our heart is limitless. In order to share it, we must first give ourselves some of that love. Since New Year's Day, we've had celebrations here on designated days. Make a Friend Day, Speak Your Mind Day, Sleep and Dream Days, Exercise the Power of Silence Day, Do Something Day, and others. Each holds part of the key to living an authentic life and doing one's best to live well. Today, Celebrate You Day, it's time to appreciate the person we are, not the one that was or the one we wish to be, just the one that is today. None of us are perfect. Despite our shortcomings, we each are good and beautiful, and we can celebrate being one of a kind, works in progress. We live in a materialistic world. We accumulate stuff. It's important to realize that things can come and go, and we can hold them in our hand, but our most solid acquisition is the person we've become and are today. No one can take us away from ourselves. Our inner selves, our hopes, our dreams, our character, our successes and failures have made us who we are. To have a good life requires we build on a solid foundation. That's the power of being our best selves. Loved and nurtured by ourselves from within, it's about being kind to ourselves, recognizing our good qualities, supporting ourselves with positivity, and tossing negatives that undermine us aside. It means shushing the little voice within that says we can't and nags us. Also, it means not listening to people who put a damper on our hopes and dreams and prevent us from living our best, authentic life. Each of us have been given a life to live and have our time to live it. When we make a misstep, we can forgive ourselves. We can learn the lesson and move on. The choices we make will create our life story. We're responsible and can own our errors and look forward to knowing that each moment we live is very full of possibilities. When we love ourselves and open our hearts and minds to ourselves, we can understand what truly makes us happy and make a life for ourselves that gives us satisfaction. When we're in a happy place, we can confidently invite others in and give of ourselves and share our love. Each of us is part of the chain of life, each of us a link. When we do our part to be well, happy, and productive, using our talents and abilities, we become a solid link in the human chain of life. The world is a better place because we are being our best. It's up to us to use it wisely, to use our gifts and abilities to impact positively on those whose life touches ours. As a person who loves ourselves, we can embrace each day happy and confidently, and we can thrive and connect with others. And then we can build together the life we dream of. So let's resolve to make today, Celebrate Yourself Day, just one day in a chain of days that follow one by one. Each day, we can celebrate being ourselves without sabotaging our hopes and dreams, without fearing what pursuing our dreams and stepping forward will bring. We can act confidently without the endorsement of others. We can choose to love and support ourselves and keep moving in the direction we dream of achieving. Let's make each day a day we love ourselves for doing our best and being our wonderful, unique selves. We can resolve to seek whatever we need to make our lives as we wish them. Today, as we do each Saturday, we'll hear from the experts of the From a Woman's Perspective team. It's our opportunity to learn and discern what works for us and make informed decisions. We'll learn about vitamin K from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, why friends are important from Dr. Vivian Brown, about exercise and back pain from Christine the health coach, about relationships from matchmaker Linda Miller, person-centered care from Lauren McNair of Mosaic, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivasian will talk about hearing aids. We'll talk real estate, accessibility, and fashion too. So let's get started with an important message about organ donation and then learn the five steps for solid estate planning from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
Today, I'd like to continue on the topic of estate planning. Like many financial topics, there are a number of considerations, and your personal and family circumstances really influences not just your estate plan, but also how involved the estate planning process is. I have seen estate plans be very simple, with assets first going to a surviving spouse, and then ultimately to adult children who are locally based and fully independent. I've seen estate plans be more complicated due to blended families or beneficiaries who are out of country or beneficiaries with addictions or health issues. Business owners who have not just their loved ones to consider, but their business partners as well, and have helped them navigate how to protect both. And single people who may not have close family struggling with who to name in important roles like power of attorney or executor. Your estate plan will be heavily influenced by any of these factors. But regardless of your circumstances, there are 5 steps to estate planning that we follow. Firstly, it's working with your advisors, financial, accounting, legal, to set up realistic goals. Minimize tax, transfer assets tax efficiently and fairly, business continuity, and understanding probate. That's kind of the first step, is really working with professionals to help set those realistic goals. Second of all, consider which tools fit your situation. Will, trusts, power of attorney, living wills, business succession planning. It's in this conversation that we may have trade-offs. Are you wanting to keep things simple? To what extent do you want to exert control over your financial legacy and tax? For instance, in order to save tax, it may mean you need to give up some simplicity. Or to keep it simple, you may need to give up some control. There are trade-offs, and through conversation with your advisors and the tools available can be considered. Thirdly, choose who it is you would like to speak for you. Who are the people or professionals that may fill certain roles, such as power of attorney for property, an executor? Who is it that will direct your care and make choices for you if you can't? Fourthly, we encourage you to communicate your wishes. And I get it, this can be a hard one for people. It's not a topic we like to talk about. But communicating your wishes helps those who you have named to important roles, but it also helps avoid legal battles. And finally, keep your plan up to date. As life changes, so may your plan. We recommend reviewing your estate plan at least every few years. It doesn't mean it changes that often. Rather, you review it and make sure it still makes sense and is appropriate for you. These five steps cover a lot of ground, and in the few minutes we have together on Saturday mornings, they aren't really enough to go into that much detail. Hopefully this gets you thinking, and know that we have resources available to help you as you consider the relationships, interests, and goals you have for your financial legacy. We're in the planning stages of a Five Steps to Estate Planning workshop this spring. If you'd like to know more about that and be kept informed about possibly attending, please reach out to us at the Farwell Group, 416-863-7501.
Well, I know that you have your book and there are booklets on different topics that we've discussed from the Farwell Group. And this workshop sounds interesting. I may join myself. In fact, I think I'm pretty sure I will. If someone wants more information, I have the number is 416-863-7501. Is that correct?
That's correct, Marilyn.
And basically, we need not have a problem with our finances if we have the right guidance. And you at the Farwell Group will hold our hands throughout the process, and we can really start without any kind of jeopardy, just getting the information we need to make an informed decision. So anyone listening who wants to deal with their estate planning and wants help, call Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, and the Farwell Group at 416-863-7501. I'll repeat that, 416-863-7501. Solid information that will cost you nothing, and then you'll be able to sleep at night and enjoy life knowing you've done your best. Thank you, Leslie. I really appreciate the information. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Have a great day, Marilyn.
You too. Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll speak with hearing instruments specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and more. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a lot of my patients come in and ask me about vitamin D supplements. And sometimes vitamin D is combined with something called vitamin K. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about vitamin K today and some of the benefits and special considerations. So vitamin K is actually a fat-soluble vitamin, and it really plays an important role in the functioning of various proteins in the body. And the proteins are actually involved in essential activities. This includes, for example, blood clotting, bone growth, and even cardiovascular health. And vitamin K actually has two main types, something called K1 and K2. And K2 is actually produced by bacterial fermentation, for example, fermented foods, things like blue cheese and sauerkraut. Those are good sources. And vitamin K1 is a product of photosynthesis, so that can actually be found in leafy green vegetables. So when we think of the health benefits of vitamin K, it was solely believed to be involved in blood clotting. However, there's some evidence to suggest that it's involved with a variety of metabolic processes, and that includes things like bone development, brain function, even kidney function. And it's also, in the research, suggests that it also exerts an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effect on the body. And so that means it can actually help with cardiac protection, improved bone health. And individuals actually who are at risk for certain conditions might benefit from, for example, vitamin K supplementation. For example, those individuals with chronic kidney disease, liver disease, osteoporosis, those kinds of, even type 2 diabetes, for example. Now, when we're taking vitamin K, and that's whether it's through food or a supplement, taking it with a healthy fat is really important because it helps with the absorption. For example, eating it with an avocado would be really helpful. Now, there's some special considerations. People with, for example, gastrointestinal conditions, cystic fibrosis, ulcerative colitis, bowel issues can cause a malabsorption, so they might not absorb as much vitamin K. Even infants, children, and the elderly, for example, might have a risk of developing, lack of absorption. So basically, if you are going to be using some vitamin K, it's really a good idea to check with a healthcare provider, with a naturopathic doctor, because it does interact with certain medications. So certainly, if people have some questions, they want to get in touch with me, ask me some more questions, they can reach me at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. One call to that number will get you Dr. Betty. You can book an appointment for a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person, or I guess online. All it takes to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally is to begin by speaking with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I never knew all this about vitamin K. In fact, I don't think people talk about it very much, though they talk a lot about vitamin D. So I've learned something today, as I always do when I speak to you. Talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
It's Celebrate You Day. If you don't love and care for yourself, who will? When it comes to our hearing, no one's better than hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. He'll assess our hearing, explain any problem, and offer us the best solutions so we can hear clearly. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Celebrating ourselves should be of utmost importance because we are all special in our own way. There is only one of us, and our stories are all unique. It should come as no surprise that we love talking to people and hearing their stories, and I certainly like to share these stories with you here. But amongst all our differences, I believe that we share an abundance of similarities rather than the differences. Now, you'll see that when someone is hard of hearing. Their body language stands out. You'll see hands cupping ears, leaning into a conversation, as well as the occasional scrunching of the face. The all-too-common sound of A, or even walking into a room while the TV is on at full volume. These are all similar behaviors of someone who's hard of hearing, no matter where you came from or whatever language you speak. Hearing loss is a universal issue that human beings face, especially after the age of 65. It is as a result of living our lives. Some of us have a genetic disposition to hearing loss. For others, it's as a result of their occupation. Other situations, like the use of toxic to the ear medicines and untreated ear infections and viruses, can also lead to hearing loss. There is an ever-growing number of older adults that are either noticing their hearing is becoming less sensitive, and their family and friends are noticing it too. But the positive to this story is that solutions are available. Hearing aids are these wonderful little devices that you slide into your ears and go about your day. And most often, they do exactly what you would expect of them, help you hear better. By helping you live your most active and special lives, and by sharing your stories and your love with others, becomes the greatest celebration of all.
So, hearing loss can be addressed, and all we need to do is find out what the problem is, deal with someone like yourself who can address it and give us all options so that we know what's best for us. If someone wants an intensive hearing test or just want to talk about their hearing, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Two locations to serve you. One at Coxwell and Danforth and one at the Parkway Mall. It doesn't matter that you have a hearing loss. What matters is that you love yourself enough that you look after it and hear your best and enjoy the rest of your life. 416-754-4327. Remember the name, Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Edmund, thank you for sharing that information, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
When you love yourself and you're ready to share yourself with the right person, the best way to find your match is with the help of From a Woman's Perspective's Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I was talking to my sales manager last week, and she was telling me about all the, between 70 and 80-year-old gentlemen that were joining who are widows. And she said, you know, I'm having a little bit of trouble because when I talk to the ladies, they say, oh, you know, he's only been widowed for a year and a half. And they say, you know, I think that's too soon or that kind of thing. And it's interesting because I have a different perspective on it because I married somebody who was a widower. And to me, when we went on our first date, he talked about his wife and how much he loved her and what a great marriage they've had. And to me, I found that very attractive. Probably because I'd been on dates with people that were like, you know, very negative about their experience because they were divorced and they, you know, had all sorts of issues. And to me, that was like a breath of fresh air. And also what I've learned from doing this for 30 years is people that have positive experiences want to repeat it. So when somebody's been happy in a marriage, when they like being married, they want to do it again. And so that's one way I said to her, well, you need to present it in this manner, because I do think sometimes when people have been married for a long time, whether they're a husband or a wife, they're good at that role. They like being a husband or a wife, and it makes for a great new relationship. You know, like little things like bringing your coffee in the morning or doing little things that husbands do or wives do to make your life a little bit easier. So for me, I think it's great that we're getting all these guys in. I think it's obviously a testament that they've had a great marriage and they want to do it again, or they want to have a companion to do things with, travel with, have fun times with. So I always say to people, like, don't look at that as a negative. Look at it as a positive. You don't have to deal with somebody's ex-wife or somebody's, you know, acrimonious situation. You're getting someone who's a clean slate in a lot of ways.
So basically, it's being a team player. Once you're part of a couple, you want to repeat that if you've enjoyed it. And it's good to know that you have men in their 70s and 80s that are willing to meet and open their lives and share them with other people. If someone wants to reach you, how do they do that?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call at 416-777-6302, or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com. There's a calendar on there. You can book an appointment for an interview with me. It's a free consultation. It doesn't obligate you, but it will give you a better idea if we have people that meet your criteria in your area. And it'll give you a better idea of how the service works, the actual mechanics of the service.
So age isn't a barrier. Men 70 to 80 are available for the ladies who are listening. And it never hurts to speak to Cupid and find out if this is something you want to do. Linda will be forthright and honest and answer your questions. One call, 416-777-6302. And the website, there's a link from marylins.ca. Ask your questions, and if you're ready, make the next step happen. Thank you, Linda, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Coming up next, Dr. Vivian Brown will give us her healthy aging tip. We'll meet Lauren McNair, Community and Social Engagement Coordinator of Mosaic Home Care. Then I'll become your wardrobe doctor to talk personal style. And there's lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm excited to be here and to share some new information with you about how important it is to have friends. You know, we all like having friends, and we've talked about how it's important to be social, but there's some new data out of Australia that found that older people with a lot of friends were 22% less likely to die during the study period than those that had fewer friends. You actually get a benefit for your physical health when you have lots of friends. Friendship improves your body's cardiovascular functioning, how your immune system works, how you sleep. And I think it's just amazing that in one study, they saw that when they gave healthy volunteers a cold virus, those with diverse social ties were less likely to develop cold symptoms. So there's some good research behind friendships and a healthy life. And I think, Marilyn, you probably are very healthy because I know you've got lots of friends and you are a wonderful friend.
Oh, well, thank you for being my friend, Dr. Brown. I'm hoping we're going to golf this season. But your book is wonderful because it encourages people to look after themselves, to take charge of their health. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available at my store. I have signed copies if you wish to order them through me. But you can ask for it in your local bookstore. You can go to Amazon. The idea is to get it and to use it and to refer to it so that you are in charge of your health. And making good friends, well, that's a given. We all can use them and we all can benefit, and I guess we'll have longevity. So thank you, Dr. Brown, for pointing that out and for your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging.
My pleasure, and we will golf this summer, promise.
There you go. So friends will lengthen your life. Make a friend and have extra days to smile and live and perhaps to golf. We'll talk to Dr. Brown next week.
Yeah, having friends is doctor's orders.
Thank you. Friends are essential, to quote you.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now meet Lauren McNair, Community and Social Engagement Coordinator of Mosaic Home Care, an award-winning person-centered care provider throughout Toronto and the GTA. Good morning, Lauren, and welcome to From a Woman's Perspective.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
My pleasure. So how do you connect people to Mosaic social programs?
So my role is the social engagement coordinator, and I'm responsible for organizing social programs and putting together our quarterly newsletter and activity booklet, which are filled with a variety of articles, social programs, and other community events in Toronto. When planning our programs, we listen to our community members and we aim to provide what they need, whether that's fitness classes, art programs, nature walks, or educational seminars. When folks come to me looking for social programs, I'm able to speak with them, learn about their needs and interests, and connect them to a program that they would enjoy. We're community-driven, and we really want to provide what our community needs. Over the past 13 years, Mosaic has solidified itself as a central hub within the community and home care services, where people can come and visit our center and participate in a wide range of programs. We have a wonderful sentry-located space where folks can socialize, participate, and connect. So when a person picks up our newsletter, they can find all of the in-person and online programs we're offering for the season. We often find that once someone participates in one of our programs, they very soon want to sign up for all of the programs we have to offer. Collaboration is a big part of what we do, and Mosaic works closely with different organizations from both the nonprofit and private sector to ensure that these programs are accessible to all who need them.
Well, the programs sound interesting. Where is your center?
We're located at Wilson and Avenue Road inside Armour Heights Presbyterian Church. So we feel strongly about using community spaces, and Armour Heights Presbyterian Church is an amazing community, and we're really happy to be working with them and have this opportunity to host programs with them.
I actually went to one of your fairs, and it was out in the church, in their yard, and all sorts of people there. What do you do at the center in regard to giving people resources and assistance?
In our office at Armour Heights Presbyterian Church, we have our Community Resource Center, and that's a place for folks to come and learn about all the different resources available to them in the community. We have hundreds of resources and brochures organized by category. So whether you're looking for information regarding Alzheimer's supports, retirement homes, downsizing companies, transportation services, mental health supports, or more, we'll be able to guide you to the right resources for you. Our center is warm and inviting, and we really hope that everyone who visits can leave knowing that there are supports there for them, no matter what their needs may be.
So you mentioned that it's Armour Heights Church. Does that mean that you have to be Christian to belong and to come to these events?
Not at all. Our programs are open to everyone in the community, no matter age, race, religion. The Armour Heights Presbyterian Church community is also very accepting and open to all, and it's a really wonderful and inclusive community.
So basically, anyone can come to Mosaic events. It's housed in a church, but it doesn't have a religious affiliation.
Yes, exactly.
So you said that you connect people to local agencies and programs. How does that work?
So when individuals and families approach us looking to be connected to other community organizations, we first ensure that we take the time to have a conversation with them, to learn about their values and interests, in order to connect them to other organizations that fit their needs. One example of this is that recently we had a family who came to us looking for programs for their mom, who's in the early stages of dementia, and her mom attends our weekly exercise classes. The family had expressed to us that they were looking for more longer length programs to help keep their mom engaged throughout the day, and we recommended the Batov method. This organization hosts afternoon programs for those living with memory loss and their care partners. And the family now attends this program as well and has provided us with wonderful feedback that their mom is enjoying connecting to her community and is really benefiting from this program. Over the years, Mosaic has built many relationships with wonderful organizations all over the city that provide a variety of programs and services that we're able to connect individuals and their families to. This whole process begins with a person-centered approach and a meaningful conversation in order to help individuals and their families thrive and live a healthy, meaningful, and connected life.
So basically, you're saying that there are all these events, you have all these people that are knowledgeable in dealing with all kinds of needs, be it dementia or health care. So if someone wanted to talk to you, do they have to come to the center, or is there a way of reaching you?
Yeah, you can always reach us via our email or give us a call. And you can find a time to come visit our center. But our center doors are also always open whenever the church is in session. Anyone is free to come into our resource center located in the basement, take a look around and take any brochures they need. But we would also love to speak with you and find a time where we can connect one-on-one and help tailor the resources to you. If the church is in session, the resource center doors are also open as well.
So the other question I have for you are, you're mentioning events. What are you excited about coming up for this month?
Well, we just released our spring and summer newsletter, which can be found on our website, mosaichomecare.com. And we have lots of really fun events happening all from April to August. So our next event is our drumming circle happening on Tuesday, March 28th at Armour Heights Church, where participants will be able to play traditional drums led by the talented Terry Siegel. We also have our Growing Wellness Cafe coming up on April 6th, which is on Zoom, and we talk about all things nature, gardening, and wellness. This is just a little taste of the programs we have to offer, and if you would like to see our full lineup of events for the summer, you can visit our website under the events section.
So mosaichomecare.com is the website, and I've put a link from my website, marylins.ca. All anyone has to do is look under the heading On Radio, click Sponsor Expert, and you'll see Mosaic. There are wonderful opportunities, and nobody need to struggle alone. If you want information, Lauren McNair is there for you, as well as the team at Mosaic. The number again, Lauren?
The number is 416-322-7002.
So for any kind of care, an award-winning company that centers on you, person-centered care, 416-322-7002, Mosaic Home Care. Thanks for sharing all that information, Lauren, and I look forward to hearing about the events as you plan them and put them forward.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. It was great speaking with you.
Bye for now. Talk soon. In a moment, I'll return and be your wardrobe doctor. Then we'll get tips from Christine, the health coach, and senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. So stay right here and continue to learn from the experts from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Celebrate you by resolving to look your best every day. It's okay to be picky, to wear what makes your heart sing, what makes you feel great because you look good. It's not necessary to save things for future occasions. Every day is special. So instead of saying to yourself, someday I'll wear it, make today that someday. If it's in your closet and you love it, and it fits all aspects of you, your mind, body, spirit, and is appropriate, then don't wait to wear it. Obviously, our evening wear needs occasions to be enjoyed, but everything else is there to be worn and give us pleasure. Let's not dress for others. Rather, let's wear the colors that we love, the accessories that please us, and let our clothes create a positive message and serve as an introduction of our authentic self to those we meet. After all, our wardrobe is useful to help us create a positive first impression. It can create a connection by drawing attention to our head and shoulders to establish eye contact. It's been said most of us wear 20% of the clothes in our closet 80% of the time. If this is true for you, time to organize, edit, donate what doesn't work, and then Don't wait for special days to wear and enjoy the clothes in your closet. Rather, pull them together to create outfits that you feel great in, and then step out in your best personal style, confident that you look your best. Celebrate your individual style. Celebrate amazing you. Smile when you look in your mirror and give yourself credit for respecting yourself, for looking after yourself and working at looking your best. Today and every day is a special day. You deserve to be celebrated, and who better than you to pat yourself on the back for putting your best foot forward and living each precious moment without holding back. My closet organizing instructions are on my website, marilyns.ca. Use it as a guide to create a wardrobe that speaks positively with the clothes in your closet. For any woman who wants my help, I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. One call to set a date and time, because I work by appointment only, will get us together and we can make your best look happen. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, Wardrobe Doctor, at 416-504-6777. I promise you won't be disappointed, and you'll be glad that we met and we could celebrate you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll get tips from Christine, the health coach, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and Daniel Wiskin, accessibility expert of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and he's going to educate us about accessibility and what we can do to be safe in our homes. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I'd like to give a nice happy story this morning. And it's about Sandra and Kevin's mom, whose name is Rose, and they live in Mississauga. Rose is 76 years old and is having trouble with her knees as she ages. The stairs are becoming too difficult to navigate, so they want to move mom to the main floor to remove the risk of an accident in the future. The problem with this is they only have a powder room on the main floor with a toilet and a sink, and there's no shower. And the laundry room is in the basement, which is another set of stairs. Like many times before, other contractors gave short-term solutions, not taking the time to make the effort to provide the best option for a long-term plan. My mantra has always been, do it once and do it right the first time. That's something Greater Toronto Accessibility achieved on this project, as we were able to create a full three-piece accessible bathroom for Sandra and Kevin's mom on the main floor, which includes a barrier-free curbless shower equipped with designer grab bars that look great and support 500 pounds of weight, a comfort height toilet with safety rails, a widened door so any mobility device can fit through it in the future, and to top it off, we made space for a washer and dryer so mom can stay comfortable on the main floor for as long as possible, avoiding the dangers of stairs. Yes, we had to utilize some storage space as we removed two main floor closets, but we were able to find another space on the main floor to gain the closet space back. And good thing we did, or else Rose would have gave us a piece of her mind. There's no better feeling than leaving a job site and hearing how thrilled our clients were for not only building them a gorgeous new three-piece fully accessible bathroom on the main floor, but most importantly, changing their mom's life and giving Rose the independence she thought she may have once lost.
Well, Daniel, I always get happy stories from you, and I do get accolades from people who call and who have dealt with you. So doing it once and doing it right is the right philosophy. And I have a question for you, because I always showered and I've never needed a grab bar because you did a walk-in shower. But someone just gave me bath salts, and I look at that bathtub and I have no way of getting up safely. If I wanted grab bars, what would they look like? My things are chrome. And how much damage would be incurred?
Okay, so yeah, there's so many different options out there, but it's a pretty straightforward job. And we have a great selection of grab bars. If you're looking for more of a fancy style, we have soap dish grab bars, so it looks seamless. You won't be able to tell that it looks like a grab bar. They come in chrome, brushed nickel, gold, pretty much any color you want to match your bathroom. And it won't do much damage to the wall. It's always repairable. And the cost-wise, Marilyn, is not that bad as well. You can get a grab bar for around $180 installed, exclusively if you listen to the show on the radio. And that's all.
So if anyone's in my boat where they've always taken showers and they're not asking you for a walk-in shower, but they want safety in their tub, if I phoned you, well, if I tell you now, when would you have the job
done?
It's
a job that literally gets done within a couple hours, but we could book you within the same week. And the job takes, like I said, a couple hours to get done, depending on how many grab bars, of course.
So basically, anyone who wants to be safer in their tub, and this isn't an ageism thing, because a 10-year-old can slip in a tub just as easily as an 80 or 90-year-old. Basically, it's one call to you. So what's your number, Daniel?
You can call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And I went to your website, but maybe you could explain what people could expect there. GreaterTorontoAccessibility.com. I've made a link to Marilyns.ca. It's under the on radio heading and just a sponsor expert list. And Daniel, there you are. But what can we find on your site?
So this is a perfect way to learn about Greater Toronto Accessibility. You can see videos of start to finishes of our job, how we start the job and how it finishes. There's before and after photos. There's links to some certain products that we're selling on the website for accessibility. So this is really a good resource to see some of the stories that I'm talking about bringing live to you so you can see it in video format, and they're really in depth. You can see how we cover the floors, how we do the demolition, and how the end product looks, which is what everybody's looking for.
So before I let you run away, I do want safety bars for my tub so I can use the gift of those bath salts. I'm asking you to book an appointment with me. Would you mind calling me back so we can set a date and time?
100%. I will call you this week and we'll set up enough time to get you looked after.
Thank you. And to reach Daniel and have a conversation about any issue that involves accessibility, give him a call at 647-206-6409. That's GreaterTorontoAccessibility.com, 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, accessibility expert and a very welcome part of the From a Woman's Perspective team. Daniel, thank you for sharing Rose's story. A shout out to Sandra, Kevin, and Rose. And I'm glad she has closet space. Maybe she'll let me be her wardrobe doctor.
For sure. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thank you.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Taking pressure off your back by following these simple steps. While standing to perform ordinary tasks like chopping vegetables or folding laundry, keep one foot on a stool. When sitting, bend your hips and knees at a 90-degree angle. Sit with your feet comfortably on the floor. If you don't feel you can reach the floor, put a book or a small stool under them. Don't remain sitting or standing in the same position for too long. Stretch, shift your position, or take a short walk when you can. Too much sitting can tighten up the hip flexor muscles, which in turn tilts the pelvis forward and can lead over time to low back pain, and it pinches the lower back. Choose an office chair that offers good back support, preferably with an adjustable backrest, lumbar support, armrest, and wheels, and set up your workspace so you don't have to do a lot of twisting. These are all great tips in preventing back pain, but remember, exercise is one remedy that is indispensable for a healthy back. I'm inviting you to try my online group training for 1 week complimentary. Just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
You don't have to suffer with back pain. You can do something about it, and exercise will help. A free week of group training with Christine can get you started. Take her up on her offer and give her a call. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. It'll cost you a little time, but you have a week free to try it and see if you like it. So do try and see if it helps you. Thank you, Christine, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's decluttering, downsizing, or moving, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and experience to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish. And she'll leave us smiling. She joins us now with her tip of the week. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. If there's a spring move on your horizon, there are ways to ensure that things run smoothly and that you're not paying more than you need to for reputable services that will make your life easier throughout the process. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we try to keep as much out of landfill as we can, and we also know our way around the current donation landscape. What to keep, what to sell, what to give away, what to do with what's left over, what can be donated and provide you with a charitable tax receipt, what has to go elsewhere. For your complimentary consultation in the GTA, please call me at 416-697-8106. Bonded and insured, we do the worrying so you don't have to.
You put that very nicely, and people are happy to deal with you, Lori. Anyone planning a move that wants to know what to do with their stuff should speak to Lori Bell. She'll give you advice, she'll follow up and follow through, and she'll leave you smiling. The number, 416-697-8106. And I'll repeat that, 416-697-8106. Give Lori a call and you'll have no regrets. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to a tip next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and have a great week.
You too. Our hour together today is almost over, and it's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, essential service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. It is Celebrate You Day. To love yourself isn't being vain. It's essential for each of us so we can live happy, healthy, loving lives. Madonna said, "I'm my own experiment. I am my own work of art." And she's so right. We each owe it to ourselves to live life on our own terms. By loving ourselves, we empower ourselves to love others. Knowing oneself, being true to oneself, leads to an authentic life and relationships built on respect, love, and caring. We benefit by listening to ourselves, by staying true to ourselves, and by being our own best friend. By embracing positivity, by setting our individual goals, and moving a step at a time toward them with confidence, we can be our best selves. It's up to us to continually ask ourselves, is this what I really, really want? When the answer is no, let's be malleable, change our focus, and reset our goals. But when we answer ourselves with a resounding yes, this makes my heart sing, then let's go for it. Let's love ourselves for trying and staying focused on being our best selves each and every day. We must go after whatever we need to help reinforce our best selves and make our wishes and hopes real. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. When you have questions for any or all of us, simply log on to marilyns.ca. Look under the heading On Radio, Sponsor Expert List, and then get in touch. Or if you prefer, just call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Our objective is always to empower anyone listening to make informed decisions. Don't wait to be you. Live and make each day your best one. And don't be shy to ask for help when you need it. Tonight, it will be Earth Hour at 8:30, an opportunity for each of us to commit to looking after our precious planet. Join millions around the world 8:30 to 9:30 and show that we care and we wish to look after our Earth. All we have to do is turn off our lights for 1 hour, and then we can feel good about doing something good and also continue to celebrate amazing us. Please plan to join me and your From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. It's right here on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, be well. Don't make excuses. Just take charge of your life. Enjoy now and love yourself. Celebrate amazing you today and every day. Bye for now until we speak again from a woman's perspective.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.